Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, before we go further into what honor is and how it works, let's talk some about what it's not, what real honor is not. Matthew 15, verse 4. It says, God commanded, saying, honor your father and mother. And he that curses father or mother, let him die the death. Do you know under the first covenant what happened? If a young woman got up in mom and daddy's face and cussed them and slapped them, you know what happened to them? They died. They were executed. How far we've come. And there was no provision made in case mom and daddy did something stupid. There was no exception clause. It's just, this is something you don't do. Now, like we said, we're suffering from the rebellion sown even back in the 60s. And now we've got second and third generation folks that have grown up and have no concept of what honor is and what respect is. They're ignorant of it. They don't even realize how rude, how disrespectful they're being. We need mind renewal, don't we? Are you open for it? Do you desire it? Now, the Lord won't push something off on you that you don't want. You have to hunger for it. Amen. Say it out loud to the Lord. Say, Father, teach me about this. I'm hungry for it. Show me what is true honor. Hallelujah. You believe He'll do that for you? He'll help you with that? He said, he that curses father and mother, let him die the death. But you say, whosoever shall say to his father or mother, it's a gift by whatsoever you might be profited by me, and honor not his father or mother, he shall be free, and thus have you made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Jesus interpreted honoring mother and father as doing something for them materially and financially. Jesus interpreted it this way. And you'll see again and again when we're talking about honor, offerings will come in, and money will come in, and stuff will come in. It's all tied together. See how excited everybody got when you bring that up? It's just a fact. People who don't honor with money and stuff don't honor the other way either. It's just not there. And that's what we're getting to. He went on to say, they came up with this spiritual thing that if my life and my funds, my monies are dedicated to the Lord and His service, so that relieves me of responsibility of doing anything for mama and daddy. And the Lord said, you have replaced the Word of God with your something you came up with your tradition. Keep reading. Verse 7, He said, you hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draws near to me with their mouth, and they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. This is something that you'll see when it comes to honor and respect, it's just either totally absent, no sign of it there, or so many times it's just empty, flattering words and there's no real honor there. Honor is not just words. Honor is in the heart. Are y'all with me, friends? Go with me over to the 22nd chapter of Matthew, the same book of Matthew. He said, they honor me with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. 22:16, Matthew 22:16, these individuals sent out to him their disciples with the Herodians, and they said, Master, we know you are true, and you teach the way of God in truth, And you don't care and don't regard the persons of men. Verse 17. Tell us, what do you think? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? Verse 18. Jesus perceived their wickedness and says, why are you tempting me, you hypocrites? Did you notice how they started? Master. Master. Oh, you tell the truth and you're so fair and oh, they're honoring Him. But there's not an ounce of honor in their heart for Him. Can you see this? And you'll find this over and over again that there are people that talk, you know, that's one of the big draws and appeals to some of the criminal organizations is, you know, the respect. And so many times it's just junk. It's just words. Because when it comes down to it, they're cussing them behind their back. And when it comes to them getting in trouble, they're going to sell everybody out. I mean, what we're talking about today does not exist outside the body of Christ. Does not exist outside of God. There are imitations of it. And people that don't know the real thing, they're taken in by all the flattering words and all the talk. But it's not there. It's not there. I'm hungry for the real. Amen. How about you? I'm hungry for the real. I want to know and experience it. I want to be that. I want to have that. God is great. Yes. Our God is the greatest. Amen. Greatest. Glory to God. He's everything. Amen. He ought to be honored. Amen. He ought to be revered. He ought to be worshiped and respected. And those that do honor Him, He's going to honor those. Thank you, Master. Go with me to 1 Samuel, if you would, please. See, these guys had one thing in their mouth, but there was something else in their heart. They're supposed to be honor and respect in their mouth, but it wasn't in their heart. And it'll come out if it's not there. You know, a lot of times honor and respect is in what you don't say. A lot of times honor and respect is in keeping your mouth shut. Everybody got excited about that one too, didn't they? Is it true or not? Yeah. Honor and respect, a lot of it is what you don't do, what you didn't say. I know there's been times that I've been around elders and been in situations with people that were in places above me. And I just knew the best way for me to honor and respect right now is to stay seated and keep my mouth shut. But what if they're wrong? Well, is it my place to say anything? What if they are? Is it my place to do anything? No, see, so many people have no concept of this. I know when the church first started, you know, I want to be open and agreeable and easy to approach, but the Lord's corrected me on some things. I was here one service and I was around the front and a guy was over in the corner there. He said, hey, preach, come here. And so I trotted over there and he was just as disrespectful the rest of the time. And I let him pour stuff into my ear for 20 minutes. And as I walked away, the Lord said, don't you do that anymore. You'll let him think that I'm like that. He can treat me like that. The Bible says, let no man despise thy youth. How do you do that? We've already said you don't demand that anybody respect you. So how do you do that? You want to know? Yes. We must learn some things or we are going to miss out on some precious things of God, moves of God, miracles. These things are directly tied to us honoring Him. God showing up and doing things is honoring us. Isn't it? If He did some things here that He's not doing just all over the place, there has to be a reason because He's no respecter of persons. He doesn't play favorites. It would only be because we were respecting Him more and honoring Him more. And that would only be by the grace of God too. But some people desire it and others don't care.
That's right.
Amen. And I want you stirred up.
Come on. Hallelujah.
So you know how we do. I'm on it now. I'm on. We're going to talk about it. We're going to camp on it. We're going to look under every verse and talk about every word and until we get a fire burning in us. And what we have lost in previous generations, we get back and then some. Come on now, and then some. There's no reason why you and I couldn't have more honor and respect for the things of God than any generation before us. No reason why we can't. No reason why we can't. And some of us might have got a late start, but the Lord knows where we came from and what we had and didn't have. And thank God He can make it up. He has the ability. If you're teachable and you want it and you're hungry, you can get it in a hurry. You can get it quickly. And I'm convinced if we'll all come to a greater place of honor and respect, we'll immediately begin to see greater manifestations of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Of the move of God. Well, it's happening. I said it's happening. And it should just happen more and more. And stronger and stronger. Can you say thank you, Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
1 Samuel 13. You know, a lot of people go to church like they're going to flea market. Like they're going to Rotary Club or, you know what I'm saying? It's just the reverence is not there. The respect is not there. And some people, like we talked about last time, they get in a ditch on the other side of the road and they think reverence is being hard and harsh and rigid and you can't have any fun and you can't enjoy. No, no, that's got nothing to do with the honor of God either. Honors of the heart. It's not about rules and regulations. It's about what you value, what is precious to you, what's important to you. And when God's important to you, it shows. And the way you talk, the way you approach things and people, the way you do things, what you don't say, what you don't do, the Lord's working in us. I said He's working in us. Today, tomorrow, in these days, working in us to will and do of all His good pleasure. Do you believe it? Are you yielding to Him? Did you say, my mind is changing, my soul is changing, my being is changing. I'm going to see things like the Lord sees them. I'm going to hear them. I'm going to perceive them. I'm going to treat them the way they ought to be treated. There's some things are valuable and some things are worthless. Some things you ought to give your full attention and resources to. Other things are a total waste of your time. And by the wisdom of God, He's going to show us what they are, what's important and what's not.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me